Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Well, it's a line from a movie. They were scared of the unknown as they were walking through the forest, the dark forest. But the unknown wasn't the lions and tigers and bears. That wasn't the true danger. It was the wicked witch. And there seemed to be no preparing for that witch. The witch they didn't see coming at first. While we'd like to think things are improving in this nation, and to some degree they are, but this nation is more than likely heading into another recession. I'm not sure we ever really came out of the last one. While things have improved, we've seen a lot of things that haven't quite gotten back to where they were. President Trump is doing what he can, but the task and the measures are many. As are his enemies, the congressional obstructionists. Keep us safe, keep us working, keep us free. That's what he's trying to do. But all three are points that the elected continually seem to miss. Or they just flat out ignore it. Mitch McConnell made it clear yesterday, his arrogant words. He said he made it clear to the president, that was his words, he made it clear to the president that he will not work on a new health care plan to repeal Obamacare. Now, what does that sound like to you? The health care system is economically a disaster, not to mention unhealthy for the American people. I shared airtime yesterday with Melody Cederstrom on her afternoon show, Financial Survival. She shared some stats that we're not hearing in other news outlets. I guess they don't want Americans to panic. I have a recall to announce to you today, and I have some bad news regarding the Nebraska flooding, which we're barely hearing about in the other news outlets once again. Ever wonder why that is? Melody Cederstrom is going to be our guest today, and we're going to touch on some things, some issues that are essential to our lives as we need to be watchful, not in fear of the lions and tigers and bears, but in awareness and preparedness. So before I announce this recall from the USDA, and before I announce some devastating news from Nebraska, I want to bring Melody on because I want her to hear this, because I know it's going to affect how our conversation goes, but it's going to go right into some of the things she was talking about on Financial Survival yesterday. Melody, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. I enjoyed your show yesterday. I'm not sure I might have scared your listeners off. I don't know.
I do it every day.
Do you? Then they're used to it, huh?
They're used to it, yeah.
Well, we do have a recall, and it is coming from Advanced Pure Foods Incorporated, and they're recalling some frozen meat patties due to possible foreign matter contamination. It apparently has some kind of soft purple plastic in the meat. And so they are recalling is 14.06-pound cases containing three bags with 30 pieces of a total of 90 portions. It's called CN Fully Cooked Flame-Broiled Beef Patties, caramel color added, because you have to have the caramel colored in your beef, I guess, with case code is 155-525-0, and package code is 8334. Now, if anyone listening wants these again, you can call me after the show in the office, and I'll give you those again. And that number is 573-796-2166, 573-796-2166. And they do have a consumer number to call if you have questions on this recall. Advanced Peers Consumer Affairs Hotline is 855-382-3101. That's 855-382-3101. So it is serious. They're doing a recall on that. It's always serious when you got to go through your freezer and see what you got in there. But this is something I wanted you to know about, Melody. The recall there is something I think, I'm not sure. Some of that food, they said, went to schools and I think purchasers of the meat are in the outlet, well, at the restaurants and things like that. I don't know.
Does it say where did it come from?
Advance Pier Incorporated.
Where are they at? What country?
Well, we're not sure what the country of origin labeling is on those patties, those beef patties, but apparently they got purple plastic in them. But this is something that's going to be devastating to our economy, especially in the food market and food chain. And that is, we have heard that Nebraska's got some flooding going on, but it's not just they have some flooding going on. This is the worst flooding ever, I think, that Nebraska has had. But what is really going to affect us is as many as 1 million calves have been lost in Nebraska. The beef prices in the U.S. are going to escalate dramatically in the coming months. Now, immediate, it won't happen because that we're using what's in the lockers right now. But after that, we're going to see the prices go up. And that is going to be devastating. This is coming. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says that this is the worst flooding that his state has ever experienced. He said Ricketts originally told us that the 65 out of 93 counties in his state have declared a state of emergency, but that number has now risen to 74. 74 counties out of 93 in the state. Hundreds of millions of dollars of damage just in property and buildings and such. And now we know that they're lost 1 million calves. This hit them so fast that they could not prepare for it. It just came down the pike. I mean, they had these large pieces of ice. Some of them are 3 foot deep, 3 foot thick, and the size of a large extended pickup truck. I mean, huge pieces of ice that come down and just tear things up, and it would block, and then it would move, and all the water would come. Anyway, it's the worst flooding they've had, and it is going to affect the markets. It's going to affect the grocery bills tremendously. So it says if you like beef, you better stock up right now. So I guess fill your freezers up now. But it brought to mind what we talked about on financial survival yesterday. And I went and got that article so that I could have the numbers you were giving yesterday in front of me over the retail collapse that is looming over us. And we're not hearing much about that. So I wanted to kind of visit that again today on my show with you so that my listeners can know what's going on.
Well, you know, you're right. No one is talking about Nebraska when you have a whole state that's basically underwater, and it's just everything else with mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And you can pick either side. It's both sides. They don't report anything or the truth of what's really going on in this nation. Either it's, you know, just politics as usual, or the other side, you know, everything is rosy. And, you know, you're right about one thing. We never came out of the recession. We never came out of the last great recession of 2008, but we never came out of the ones prior to that either.
I think that's
because
right.
The only way we came out of those was because there were specific financial programs that were created by debt.
Yes.
and it was debt that brought us out of these issues. It was money thrown at these issues, and we never grew ourselves out of the problems that took us into the recession to be in the first place. And we can't grow ourselves out of the problem because we have a monetary system that's corrupt.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
We're heading into a break. This is something that came across, and I'm going to share it when we come back. But it's what the Democrats or Congress are really concerned about. Instead of the flooding in Nebraska, instead of the retailers that are having to close and the layoffs and such that are going on in our economy, this is something that they're concerned about. And it is almost hysterical that it wasn't so infuriating. But I'll share that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And we will be right back.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, as we were going into the break, I was going to explain to you what Congress is concerned about. And this is coming from a Democrat, but I'm not giving much, I won't give much slack to the Republicans either. So while we've got a crisis on the border, and I mean it is a crisis, an invasion at the border, and I want to talk about that with you too later here, Melody. And we have a recession, we have a retail apocalypse looming, and we'll explain why we say that here in a moment. But the House Democrats, they want an investigation, an oversight investigation into Fox News, because they don't think Fox News reported the porn star affair with Trump before he was elected, as they should have. I'm thinking, do they really want to go down that yellow brick road? So that's what they think's important. They want to government regulate the news as if it's not already done enough. And they do say that they didn't report it, other than just, you know, hit on it because they didn't have it lacked cooperation. So of course we know MSNBC and CNN and all those, they don't care whether they've got the facts right or not. They're just going to report stuff. But anyway, we know that one, that they're slanted towards the Republican side or the conservative side. And we know not always, and not every one of those hosts, but we know that the others are slanted the other direction. But that's not what the Americans care about. We can figure that stuff out. So while we're talking about things that aren't being reported, this guy, and this is, what is his name? Cummings. He wants to investigate Fox News and why they didn't report the porn star and Trump's affair during the campaign. You know, Melody, they're nuts. You know that, right? They are corrupt. They're nuts. And, you know, they are obstructionists. You know, Mitch McConnell. I mean, how in your face to the president can that be? I made it very clear to the president, we're not going to repeal or fix anything with the health care right now. We're just not going to do it.
Well, you know, the thing of it is they really can't, because they are heading into the election. And when you have every Democrat out there, you know, talking about, you know, free health care for everybody, for the Republicans to, you know, try and take it away.
They probably can't win a vote.
It would be a disaster for them at the next election.
They can't win.
It would be.
They probably can't win a vote anyway, which is what his point was. While the House has while the Democrats have the House, they're not going to win a vote.
Well,
but that doesn't mean they can't work on something.
I think they're more concerned about being reelected than, you know.
You think?
Yeah.
That's very possibly true,
yeah.
And I think they have every right to be concerned about that. I do.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, unless they actually came out with a plan, and the thing of it is, the plan that any of them has ever talked about is talked about, you know, that it wouldn't have the, what is it, when you have the recurring illness, you know.
Yes. And now you made me lose it. But we know what you mean, something you've already had.
So, that is a big deal. So, yeah, I mean, they better not even touch health care going into the election or, you know, they're done. But
that doesn't mean they can't have a plan and be ready after election when...
Well, they should have a plan. My gosh, how many years have they had to work on it?
But, you know, the thing is, and then I want to move on, but the thing is, they don't want to repeal Obamacare. They voted for Obamacare.
Yeah.
I mean, if Republicans put Obamacare into place, let's be honest. Because they had the majority, and they put it into place when they could have put the quietus on it. You know, they could have stopped it. They could have defunded it, but they didn't. And there's only reason not one. There's only one reason not to, because they didn't want to. So, but I want to.
It really is amazing how these politicians run their races. Because I mean, the Democrats say the things that, my gosh, it's just it's just gifts. You know, if you show clips of what some of these Democrats say, it's a gift to a Republican for their election, I would think. But you never see anyone use it, and not like they do against Trump. And it's, you know, and of course we come back to the same conclusion. Why not? Because they're all the same.
That's right.
They're all the same.
And you know, I think. I'm not sure if I was really tired last night. I went to a banquet, a Vitae banquet, a pro-life organization, and they had a huge fundraising banquet last night, and they had Monica Crowley speaking. And so I went to that, and while we were there, they had a fire alarm go off. We all had to exit the building, and then we all came back in. And we had an adventure. But, you know, so I was kind of tired last night when I was trying to watch the news, and I'm going to ask you if you watched it, because did I see what I think I saw? And what I think I saw were some Republicans standing up against the president closing the border, because that's going to be so costly. And we know they're very concerned about the cost that it's going to put on to the American people. But did I really see that? Because that's what it looked like to me that I saw. And the one standing there that I saw was a Missouri man, and he better be watching it, because he's probably not going to get reelected. And that would be Senator Roy Blunt. And he's one I thought I saw standing there, you know, nodding with the guy that was doing the speaking, which was Mitch McConnell. You know, we don't want to close the border. We don't want to do this. And but they're going to have to do something. And I think that's the only thing that we can come up with. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. I want to get into this retail article, but I also wanted to ask you about all the financial repercussions that could happen when we close that border. Because when they start talking about the different things that's going to affect transportation or with the trains and the trucks and some of those kind of things that are going on down there, you know, that are actual things that should be taking place. What all is that going to entail if we close that border?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as closing the government. You hear all these outrages it's going to cost us this, it's going to cost us this, and people are going to, you know, starve to death
dying.
And so forth and whatnot. You know, you're addressing a problem. And doing something like this doesn't really fix the problem. And that's the issues I have. The problems are not being fixed.
No.
So the cost of closing the borders, how long are they going to do it? Until the two, you know, until they come up with, you know, something that they agree to, then they'll open it and so forth and whatnot. So, you know, I would it have some cost? Perhaps. But I mean, to me, since I can't foresee them closing the border to where they shut off traffic. That's just not going to happen.
I was going to say, who's going to be left behind there? But
yeah.
I think
if they do it, it's going to be a very short period of time.
What I would like is for them to quit saying it and just do it. Don't be sitting there threatening. It's kind of like when I was a mom with all these kids, and I'd threaten them and threaten them and threaten them, and then finally you've got to come through with your threats. You got to do something because they're not listening anymore. So, you know, you've got to just say, this is it.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, what they're not doing is they're not enforcing their law. So what's the point of shutting down the government? If they catch and release, what's the point?
Well, if they can't come through,
what are you doing with these people? Why are you releasing them?
It's
kind of like, you know, they're saying one thing, oh, we're going to be stern and do this and do this and do that. But then what are they doing? They're not doing, you know. It doesn't make sense. They did cut the funding to three countries. Well, that's a start. How about cutting some more?
Yeah.
But you can't cut to Mexico because you got all those trade agreements in effect. And so, I mean, there's a whole lot more behind this than, you know, just shutting the borders and, you know, and so forth.
Well, that's why I was asking you.
Laws, what we have on the books. Everybody says it's not about the people coming here. It's all about them coming here legally. So fix it so they can get processed and be done with.
Well, for the first time.
Or are we overburdening our system?
For the first time last night, I know that I did hear this. And it was on, I think it was on Lou Dobbs. I recorded him and watched him late last night. And they did say that it isn't just the illegal immigration that is a crisis here. It is the legal immigration as well. And the only other person I have heard say that is Mike Cutler. We're going to have to get him back on. And so, if somebody like Lou Dobbs is saying it, then maybe somebody's going to listen. I mean, we've been saying it here. We've got to get a handle on it. But you're absolutely correct that we have laws and we're not implementing the laws, and Congress wants to blame the president, but who made the laws?
Yeah.
Congress. And I hear the music. We're going into a break. We're going to open the phone lines. When we come back, I do want to talk about this retail apocalypse that might be pending over us, looming over the United States. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Our guest today is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign. A gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are sponsors of this show. She's been a loyal sponsor for a long time, and we just appreciate her so very much. She has no idea how much we appreciate her. And I want to give her office number. You can give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. Sign up for the newsletter there at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. An easy way to get there is also to just click on my website, and it's one of the first icons you'll see with my advertisers and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Click on it, it'll take you right there. This retail information, I wanted you to kind of share that with my listeners. I hope you have it in front of you like you did yesterday. Kind of threw that one at you. But I think it bears repeating more than once, and I think my listeners need to know about it.
Well, you know, I've always liked Michael Snyder. He does a nice little newsletter about the economic collapse and, you know, are you prepared? And, you know, we talk about these individual reports on our program, but he always puts it all nice together. So all he has to do.
He does a
good job. He does talk about this, and we've been talking about it for years, as these brick-and-mortar stores that have been closing. Mm-hmm. And according to Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, retail layoffs were up a whopping 92% in January and February compared to the same period a year ago. The following comes from NBC News. More than 41,000 people have lost their jobs in the retail industry so far this year, when you have a 92% spike in layoffs since the last time last year. JCPenney announced that they would be closing 18 stores in addition to the previously announced closures. We have Walmart that's closing stores across 8 states. We've talked about some of the other bigger retail places, Shopko. We all know they're going to liquidate its assets and close all of their stores, the remaining locations, by mid-June. You have Lifeway Christian Bookstores. They announced last week they're going to be closing all the doors. So, and this is on top of the ones that, I know we've reported on throughout the time. So, again, it doesn't seem that this is going to slow anytime soon. And then there's other reports. There's other red flags for a third month in a row. Freight shipment volume in the United States across all modes of transportation, and that includes truck, rail, air, barge, that fell in February 2.1% from February a year ago.
Yeah, I was hoping we had some truckers listening that might give us a call. And 877-895-5410, because I know I have a lot of truckers that listen. Some of them listen late at night when I get replayed on some of the other stations across the nation. But
you're also seeing unsold goods are starting to pile up in warehouses at a rate that we haven't seen since the last recession. So, again, we continue to see the credit card debts continue to make, we're at levels prior to the Great Recession, that really began in 2007 and, up to, the devastating years after. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of signs there, ladies and gentlemen, that show us that, on the surface, things, they seem to be going along okay.
I'm going to look at construction because that's what my husband has been in. He retired a month ago, so he's a happy camper right now. But that never picked up quite like it was before. It has not. That's why I said I don't think we were ever out of the recession. Very little with what he was, the company he was in and worked for. He was a superintendent for them. They're constructing how they cover their jobs. But there was very little brand new work. Most of it was remodel or adding on to or something, but very little new buildings going up just by itself. I mean, that didn't happen like it was before.
No. And if you throw a $1.5 trillion tax reform at the economy in a year, you're gonna see some, better numbers and so forth and whatnot. But even if you look at the stock market, there is a report out today right before I came on the program, and I did keep it. They talk about the world debt.
Mm-hmm.
And how the it's greater than $3.3 trillion, but it's beginning to tip the scale. And they go in there and they talk about the markets. And it's like, the markets really haven't been doing, really that well. It seems that well, the stock markets. But really, we're at the same level as we were, a year ago, year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there really hasn't been much. But when you compare the U.S. corporate debt relative to GDP, I mean, again, these are all record numbers that go back to 2007, the S&P soared 13.1% in the first 3 months of 2018, and that was the best quarterly performance since 2009. But, here we are. pretty much at the, you know, at the same level and hasn't really done that much. So these are all little signs that show that things are beginning to kind of, you know, soften.
Go back the other way again.
Go back the other way. Cryptos are beginning to show some signs of life. Everybody was all excited about that yesterday, yet Bitcoin jumped as much as about 23%, its biggest gain in more than 5 years. But some of those reasons behind it are really kind of, again, there's no fundamentals there. You say maybe a short covering. Squeeze might have triggered that rise when it moved above 4,000. There was a blockchain conference in Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
There could be even an exchange of pounds for Bitcoin by British citizens in case Brexit goes horribly wrong. I mean, I'd wipe that one out. I don't believe that one at all. But there was also a story on an obscure crypto website claiming the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approved Bitcoin exchange-traded funds. That was an April Fool's Day, Frank. So, you know, and that's an example of our economy. That's what our economy is basically based on.
Well, it's very volatile. I mean, it's
very, you know, there's
vulnerable
not
right
real.
Now.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not real.
Well, if it's propped up on debt and credit cards, it just can't keep that up.
You know, we don't know when it's going to drop. You know, they're going to, you know, it could be floods in Nebraska.
Right.
You know,
I was reading something.
Nebraska just isn't the only state that's flooding.
I was reading something this morning. Now, we have signs. I mean, these are signs of things that tell us it's not going quite as smooth and good as we'd like it to be, that we can see that things aren't going great. But I read something this morning. They said that an economic collapse will probably be something that happens right away. Nobody will know that it's going to happen. It's just going to, and I think you have said that. You just wake up one morning and it's done. You know, it's collapsed. And it could be anything. You know, maybe this devastating flood in Nebraska is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. Who knows? Beef is going to go high. Food is going to go high. The grain, the fields, those that were in the bins, I didn't go on and read that, but the ones that were in the bins and storage, those are ruined. They're gone. They're not going to be able to plant for this season. That's gone. It's going to be devastating. And nobody's reporting it. And it's going to affect everyone from sea to shining sea, not just these flyover states. We're not the only ones that eat beef and grain. We're going into a break. I hear the music. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Have you seen signs that things aren't quite as smooth as we are always being led to believe? I don't blame President Donald Trump on this. This has been going this way a long time. In fact, he's one that has kind of mentioned, not for a while, but he has mentioned about that gold standard coming back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of today's show. And we would love to hear from you. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we're in the final segment of today's show. We welcome you back. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We've been talking about some of the things that have going on. And in my monologue, I mentioned, you know, they were so scared of the lions and tigers and bears. And they had nothing to be scared of with the lions and tigers and bears. It was the Wicked Witch. And I guess we could call it the wicked fiat dollar that is going to get us all if we don't pay attention to what's going on and prepare for it. And so let's talk about getting prepared here in this final segment of today's show.
Well, I think, and listeners, you can call. Give us a call if you have any questions regarding your gold and silver. And,
Let me give that number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. If you're too shy to call here, I'm going to give you Melody's number in her office, which is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, I mean, it would really be nice that we can get excited and see things turn around and so forth. And, you know, I think the reason we've seen the markets turn around here lately is, you know, it seems like there's going to be a They're getting closer and closer to a deal for the U.S.-China trade. It doesn't seem that Brexit, they're still holding hope out on that. Since they didn't raise rates, the mortgage applications there seem to be moving higher since they actually started raising rates back in October 2016. And so, those things are the good news that are in here. But yet you had last month they only created 20,000 jobs. This month ADP came out this morning and they're showing 129,000 jobs being created for the month of March. So, again, it's volatile. Everybody, you hear all these stories, you hear all these rumors. This is going to happen then. This is going to happen tomorrow. This is going to happen next week. This is going to happen. And we don't know when it's going to happen. These are all the signs that are leading up to the day that when it, quote unquote, happens. And, I think when we wake up one day to the brand new world, it's just not the economy that has collapsed. It will be our monetary system that has collapsed.
Yes.
It will be when the debt is no longer, when the debt is defaulted on. They're not going to pre-warn you when they're going to default on the debt. They're not going to pre-warn you, or they're not going to warn you when, the bonds are, revalued, 70-75%. And it's just globally. The world is synchronized. If the world is synchronized with, all this stimulus, government stimulus just to keep their governments going, that means all these governments are connected. That means all these governments are going to collapse at the same time.
They're all working with fiat dollars and debt.
Yeah. And so, when was the last time we had a global event? World War II. So a monetary collapse is a different type of a world war, I guess, where the world is affected. And what it creates from that is going to be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
People are all upset because, everybody was out there saying that with the Basel III, that gold was going to, skyrocket April 1st. No. Could have.
I could say April 1st is gone.
The importance of the Basel Agreement isn't that gold was going to skyrocket on April 1st. The importance of the Basel Accord was it's monetizing gold. There's going to be a different view on gold. And yes, in the near future, you will see the prices rise based on that. But everybody always expects knee-jerk reactions. Sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't. So, again, I'm getting back to, pardon?
They are just that, though, knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, even if they're knee-jerk reactions, doesn't mean that the importance of it that created that knee-jerk reaction isn't real. And I do believe the Basel Accord deal is real. Powerful. Very powerful. But you got to understand and put your mind in the place of these governments and these banks, because they're the ones who rule along with the multinational corporations. So they have a lot of power that they yield. They have a lot of money that they can yield. So we'll bide our time in the meantime. And I think perhaps maybe that's why they've pressured gold so much over these past years, because they are trying to accumulate and cover their assets, so to speak, because they're not going to pay high prices.
Right.
And everything that's happened in these past couple of years, there's no reason gold shouldn't be higher, more so than at any time that I've experienced in the past 25 years. So what's the best thing that people can do to avoid not knowing when things are going to happen? And that's get prepared. Why wait? Get your gold and silver. Get your savings preserved. Doesn't mean you have to put all your money into paper or all your money into gold, but why would you have it all into paper? You can always pull your money out and put it back in, but if you lose it, you don't have anything to work with in the future. That's what people don't understand. It's like, well, if I pull my money out, I'm going to lose. What are you going to lose?
Well, we're down to about a minute. Do you have a Let me give you
We have some with the lower prices. We got some great pricing on Silver Eagles. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we're lower than anyone on the internet, and because I continue to check, and we've had some great pricing on Silver Eagles, Silver Rounds. So they just need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We can always carry out the 20 Silver Eagles and the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle.
Okay.
And if you purchase two of those, we'll always include shipping for you. So that'll be available. Just give us a call. If I'm not here, Carla, my assistant, we should be more than happy to help you. But
okay.
I'm usually here.
I want to give that number again.
Hours a day.
All day long.
1-800-375-4188.
That's 1-800-375-4188. The website is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You know, Melody, you've been at this a long time, and you've seen how volatile things are, and you've seen when things have gone a little better than they have been. But we've been watching the recession for quite a while now, not just through this administration or not just through the Obama administration. It's been going on a long time. And it's time for us to try and get prepared, because we can't count on government fixing it.
There's all kinds of reasons why people buy gold, and it is an emotional buy, and we all know what moves any type of market, and that's fear and greed. But if you look at the fundamentals of gold and silver, it's the reality that's going to push the prices, and reality will rear its ugly head.
And reality,
you might call it an ugly head, but yet that's where we need to be. We need to have some reality in this illusionary world that we live in. It's nuts.
There's too many of them living in that illusion. We need reality.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
And we're out of time. 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Melody, so much for all that you do. Thank you for the information you brought to us. We have to stay informed and stay vigilant. Be aware and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.